is Davin's Den.
This is Davin's Den.
Part three of this girthy show.
Whee!
We have not done Scamming Scammers in a long time, which is why I'm doing it tonight, because we just got to get something on the board.
Yeah.
Got to get some Scamming Scammers on the board. When we last left off, it was heated. It was heated because Scammer Michelle was not happy that the way with Fake Davin's conversation with her commander.
No, he did it wrong.
Yes, but Fake Davin was not having it. No. Fake Davin snapped right back on Michelle on this.
I'm trying to do something nice for you, and all you do is bitch at me. You don't really love me.
I find these scammers often don't like my best intentions.
No, because they're not their intentions.
Yes. So let's go to July 1st, 2020.
All right.
She goes, So I'll backtrack a little. I go, yeah, so every time things do not go the way you like, stop making it seem like I don't love you and I'm just some random guy. She goes, I know, my love. I go, then don't make me feel like shit when I ask you about your day. She goes, honey, I'm not making you... make you to feel like shit, okay? How are you doing? Where are you right now? I go, I'm home. You did make me feel badly. Two people in love are supposed to make each other feel good. We're not supposed to make each other unhappy. I understand you are stressed. I understand things don't always go the way you want, but I am on your side. I'm your man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, you are supposed to be on the same, side of the page.
We're on Team Michelle.
Yeah.
She just doesn't understand.
Yeah.
She goes, honey. She goes, then later, that was at a, then she goes, hello, good morning, dear. I just want to wish you a beautiful, amazing, and sweet month ahead. May today and always experience God's favor and mercy on your life. In this new month, you will experience unspeakable joy and an abundance of happiness. I pray that God will take away your worries, failures, and anxieties in this new month. Happy new month.
So she got the Bible every day calendar?
I don't know. I don't know why you have to try to pick apart niceness. That's what you do.
Yeah, no, I do have to.
I go, that's sweet. I go, I just don't want you to be the cause of the cause of my anxiety. I hope we bring each other joy, tenderness, and love. Then she sends me a picture. She goes, I wish you all you wish yourself, but most especially, I wish you have a wonderful month ahead. Happy new month. I've never heard of such a thing.
Happy new month.
And then she sends me a GIF.
It's fucking gibberish.
Yeah, it is. Thank you.
What do you want me to tell you? You know, then there's this. Funny. What is this GIF? Oh, and then she sends me a GIF of a woman kissing a man on the beach. Oh, how lovely. So I go, aw, kiss emoji. I love you, baby. We're good.
Okay.
She goes, me too. I go, please don't fight with me and think I am not on your side. I go, where are you right now? She goes, I'm duty right now, okay? And about you? I go, I am writing. When is your shift over? She goes, I haven't yet. No, okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, one more time?
You know what? Just get your scammer bits from the kiosk. I can't with you.
I'm sorry. Let me remove the potatoes. Say that again.
I said, I haven't yet. No, okay?
Okay. Makes it's sense. Just as good as the first time.
I go, I don't understand.
Good.
I go, you said you were in duty and he asked when it was finished. Then I sent, this is a picture I took from my backyard, my old house, the rainbow.
Oh, nice.
It's a nice pic. I sent her that. I go, from my yard. It was pretty. It made me think of you. Aww. Aww. She goes, thank you very much. That's all you're getting out of me, pictures. so now we're on to July 2nd. She goes, thank you very much, my love. I really appreciate it. Babe, I really think of you every moment of the day. I go, aw, I'm glad. I go, how are you, my heart? I think of you too, baby, especially when I see beautiful things. She goes, I'm fine, and you? I go, I'm okay. Trying to make progress on the TV show I'm writing. Hey, Dad Joe, how'd that work out for us?
Yeah. You still got to catch up with him and find out what happened.
I have not spoken to him since then, Joe.
Seriously?
No, seriously.
Oh, my God.
Not spoken to him since then. I mean, we'll like each other's posts on social media.
Did something happen?
I had left him a message at one point, I guess a year or two ago. He never responded. Joe said he's going to call. Joe said he's going to reach out to him. I don't think Joe ever got a chance to or forgot to. Or whatever.
I had a chance to talk to myself.
Yeah, but you're not pleasant.
But wait, it was just like I'm sorry. I know we're supposed to be, but this is just like so bizarre because it's just like, oh, okay. So, you know, this is how it's doing. This is my ideas. All right. I'll talk to you later. And then never again.
We had left it where we were going to do readings of the completely rewritten version that he did, which was nothing like we had ever written before, but he did that, and the version we had worked on together. That's where we left it. We had an afternoon, Saturday afternoon phone conversation, the three of us, and that was the last time I spoke to him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Oh. I go, what did you do today? Are you there? I go, guess not. She goes, okay, that's good. I go, what'd you do today? She goes, I went for petrol today. It was so stressful. How about you? Where'd you go today? I go, what happened, baby? I go, tell me about what stressed you out on patrol, my love. Oh, patrol. But she wrote petrol.
Yeah, I was thinking she went.
I thought, when I was just read that now, I thought she went for oil.
They went and got, yeah. I was like, do they do that? Okay.
She goes, nothing much, love. It's just that we have an accidental discharge. One of my colleagues have a casualty from terrorists.
I'm sorry. Yeah. That's not what I thought there was they were going.
Joe, you and Joe are of the age where you have accidental discharges.
Yes, I would not like that.
I go, that's terrible. I will lower my flag in honor of him. Was he a good friend? She goes, yes, love. She's a good friend of mine. I go, oh, is she? What was her name, baby? Baby, her name is Stephanie. I go, I'm very sorry for Stephanie and her loved ones. I wish I was there to hold you, my love. She goes, I wish the same, love. That's why I told you that things are difficult for us here. That's why I'm begging you to help me and request for my leave. Aw. I go, I understand, babe. I've been in a few war zones in my time. I emailed Rodriguez. I never heard from him.
Oh, now you're telling war stories.
No, I emailed him, treated him like the Hall of Famer he is.
Yeah.
Yvonne Rodriguez.
Would you sign this ball? I sent it to you enclosed.
She goes, when did you email Rodriguez and what did you discuss with him? Did you request my leave? So we might have a different Michelle.
Yeah, this one has no idea what she just told you to do.
Yeah, she was just yelling at me before about the way I spoke to him.
Yeah.
I go, I told you. We've discussed this. By the way, I don't have to request your leave. You're not a slave. But I did contact him and try to open a dialogue with him only because I love you. Tell me your address in Yemen. I will send you a care package.
That's very nice.
I mean, I have sent people care packages in the military before. Yeah. When they're you can do that. It's a thing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, of course you could do it. Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
She goes, I don't understand. What do you mean by care package? What package are you for me? I go, food, underwear, something romantic, stuff you miss from home, baby. Hasn't anyone ever sent you a care package? So, like, if this was like a real, this would be very nice.
Yeah, really nice.
Nah, just send me the game cards.
What are the kind of cards that they often ask for? It's like
iTunes.
No, not iTunes, but it's something like Swish or.
There's all sorts of ones.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I can't remember.
So I tell her I'm going to send her this stuff. She goes, "What will I do with those rubbish that you are mentioning?"
Oh. My God, you bitch.
Can you imagine?
No, because it's like, I'm sorry. I'm offering to send you nice things while you're on a war zone.
And struggling.
And struggling. And you're like, no, go fuck yourself. Oh.
She continues, I told you that I'm sick and tired of staying here and I want to return home, that you should request my leave. You're telling me that you will send me a care package? What will I do when those nonsense, who does that? See, that's the weird thing about the army. They don't let you go when you feels like it.
No, you can't ask to go on vacation.
It's like, I need a personal day.
Yeah, you know what, Sarge? I don't feel good. I'm going to stay in bed today.
Yeah, you know, you war without me.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
I'll catch up.
I'll be back here.
Yeah.
Going to have some soup.
I need a me day.
I need a me day. You do a U.S. Army day. I'm going to do a me day.
Where's the closest spa?
I hate this place. They don't have any good Koreans or Vietnamese to do my nails.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, it's. I don't know when I've had the last time I had a good taco. I'm gonna find a place. I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Oddly enough, they do have Taco Bells on military bases.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yes, they do. Okay. I go. Ugh. Goodbye, Michelle. I don't know what your damage is, but I'm trying to do something sweet for you. You are hot and cold. You are a psycho and not romantic and unappreciative.
Yeah.
She goes, you are not serious. I told you before that all you need from me is to have me. You can't help. I go, I tried to contact him. You do not love me. You turn on me like a viper.
Yeah.
She goes, what do you want me to appreciate? I ask you to do something for me, for you to have someone that you claim that you love, and you can't even do it. So what do you want me to appreciate?
Wow.
This is not good.
This is not good.
We were just sending kiss gifs.
I know. Just a moment ago, everything was roses.
It was lovely.
But, you know, it's just what is just so weird about this. I mean, what's really sad is that there'd be people that would be so desperate to cling on to this last vestige of having this connection with this woman who's like all like, oh, you're my, not this particular one, but you know how they are. Oh, you're my king. I bow down before you. You're so great. Prove your love to me. Give me this thing. And you're like, okay. But it's like, then this viciousness back, like, you're not doing the thing I asked for. So all your other love tokens are garbage. If this was happening in a real life relationship, I would like to think that people would have enough spine that they would get out. It's mistreatment.
So I write in capital.
Well, if you're lonely and have no one, this might be the only, you know, only person you're chatting with, you know, the only sense of companionship that you have in your life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but this is a bridge too far.
And I'm not saying that I haven't accepted bad treatment from people.
Yeah,
life.
She comes here every Tuesday.
You know what? Yeah, good point. Gotta go.
bye. take the creep puppet with you.
May I?
No, you may not.
Bad things would happen to that puppet I'm on sure. my watch.
Yeah, you like the shape of it. No. Puppet's seen things.
Look at how scared it looks.
He's hiding in his cone.
Yeah, it won't come out of that cone since before. But it's, yeah, I know why people accept mixed treatment. It's just, it's so harsh. Like you said, it's a bridge too far.
Yeah.
This what would I do with such things? Ugh. Asshole, just get me what I want.
So, I mean, Joe's right, though. People do put up with it.
I know.
So I wrote in cap locked, I fucking did it.
Yeah.
She goes, what? I don't understand. I go, I've had it. If you were to come here, you would be mean and nasty. I would cook you dinner and you would spill it on the floor. I would make you a bubble bath and you would say I like showers.
Yeah.
She goes, you said that you love me, but you can't help me. Why? Because you're a scammer. No. I go, you know what, Michelle? You're so mean, I don't want to help you anymore. You treat me badly without warning. She goes, You're heartless. You claim that you love me, but you can't even help. Since I met you, I've not gotten anything from you. Why are you so stingy? Because you're a scammer.
Yeah. Why are you so stingy?
I will say this, Joe. What?
This definitely was a shift change.
I don't know, but these scammers constantly call me stingy. I feel like I'm misunderstood.
Well, Mr. Stingy.
Okay. I go, I can't make the motherfucker respond to my email, Michelle.
Ooh, you're pissed.
Stingy, I was just going to send you gifts and you called it rubbish. You're just a bitch.
Oh, wow.
She goes, you called me a bitch, David. I go, yes, I did. I guess that gets through a language barrier.
I guess that made its point.
I go, yes, I did. You're the meanest woman I've ever dated. Everything is always my fault, according to you. I didn't put you in Yemen. I can't help it if Rodriguez doesn't return an email, and I'm not the person who made you heartless.
Ooh, yeah.
Have we seen this type of fake Davin before?
No. No, not no. this. No, not this mad and lashing out and calling them a bitch. Never. Not that she doesn't deserve it, totally.
She does.
Yeah, I mean, this person who is completely a fake person, but the attitude that they're portraying as being your girlfriend, that's not going to last.
No. She goes, Davin, you were out of your senses, or have you forgot I'm a military woman? I go, so what's that mean? Are you going to beat me up, Michelle?
Yeah, really. I could take you.
She goes, baby, you are the one making things so difficult to us. I asked you, what did you email Rodriguez? What did you tell him? I go, we discussed this. Or did you forget, just like you forget he asked you to marry him, and then you forgot he was 61 with a family?
Give her the list of everything that the shift change didn't remember.
Exactly. She goes, no, I will not do that. You know that I love you so much, but you are treating me like a fool. I go, I'm over it, Michelle. I just wanted to love you and be loved, but you make it so fucking hard. I fucking tell you I want to send you nice things and show you I care, and you call it rubbish. Fuck it, Michelle. I can't please you, and I don't know if I even want to try anymore. The girl who once was so sweet every day just insults me instead.
Yeah.
I don't think they were counting on this.
No, no, certainly not. They were like, aren't you going to be meek and Mr. Milquetoast and say, I'm sorry, dearest, I'll do it exactly the way you want.
No, I'm a military man.
Yeah.
I was dishonorably discharged. I threatened that I was going to kill for her.
Yeah, and now he's like, oh, Mr. Fuckity fuck fuck fuck. And she's like,
She goes, you are the one making it so fucking hard because I asked you to request for my leave so that I will return back to home and meet you in person, but you don't want to do it. I go, tell that motherfucker to write back.
Yeah.
And troops are frozen as per the president. Don't fucking blame me for COVID-19. I'm not a bat.
Or am I?
Maybe I am. And I go, and I certainly do not want to be treated badly in person.
Well, yeah.
And I continue. And I was going to come to Yemen and fucking take you home myself. I was going to risk my life for you. So don't say I don't try to make you happy.
Thank you.
She goes, Davin, are you calling Rodriguez a motherfucker? Have you forgot that he's our commander? I go, I am. I have not.
He's not my commander. And he's not my commander. Exactly. Yeah.
I go, fuck him. Fuck Yemen.
Why did Yemen screw?
They know what they did.
What did Yemen do?
She's on fake petrol over there. They know what they did.
Right.
Joe, what do you think of this, by the way?
I think that she's getting tough, and I also think that this segment will be called Fuck You and Fuck Yemen.
No, it was called Fuck Him. Fuck Yemen.
Fuck Him, Fuck Yemen. So I get a funny feeling in 2024. Down that segment. I remember that night.
She goes, you are heartless. Don't come anywhere because I don't have an access to come to Yemen. Then she goes, fuck you. I go, I was going to sneak you out with $500,000 in my pocket. We were going to start our life together. She goes, you see, you claim that you love me, but you cannot prove it because it's from early. If you said no the other time, I asked you to send me ordinary $50 gift card that I told you that we use it for online game. And you refuse to do it for me. I go, what have I ever asked you to give me?
Oh, nice.
She goes, cyber sex, of course. I go, that was for both of us. You came too. Could you imagine such a conversation?
No! Would I ever ask you for cyber sex, of course? Yeah, well, you came too.
She goes, you used to request sex from me. I used to do it with you. I go, we did it together and you requested it too. We both like it.
Yeah. Like, how come now all of a sudden this is your present?
She goes, which you may need it now. And I laughed at that. I go, oh, okay, that's funny. Yeah, listen, as we know, Joe and I used to be at each other's throats, you gotta stop. A joke's a joke.
Yeah. It's like as Joe stops, funny.
Funny. Yeah. We'll rearm in a second, but first, funny.
Funny. Funny comes first.
At the time, it genuinely made me laugh.
That's really good.
I go, okay, that was funny. I blow our kiss emoji. I go, you see what you said? You have not requested anything for me. I'm going to go, Michelle, you requested it for me too. Don't act like I'm the only one who enjoys our cyber sex. I don't think I ever flat out said, Michelle, please fuck me.
Well, and you know, besides, that's really insulting.
It really is.
You know?
Where are we with, all right. She goes, but you'll really enjoy it because it makes you happy. I go, look, I love you. I'm doing my best. Just please don't be mean. It does. Does it make you happy? She goes, it makes me happy because I'm doing it with you, honey. And we're back.
Wow.
It's interesting how quickly, like, it kind of recalibrates. Like, all right, being a bitch to him didn't work. He didn't. It just made it worse.
Yeah. So all of a sudden he's like, Mr. Fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck. So it's like, oh, okay, well, maybe I better smooth it over somehow.
Yes.
But it's like, don't tell me that, oh, you know, you're always asking for cyber sex. Because she started it sometimes.
That's how it usually starts.
Mostly.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, so what are you wearing? And it's like, don't tell me I asked for
that. It's almost like it was used as a tool against me as part of a plan at some point.
What do you mean? Oh, so she's going to start it and then go, and that's what you wanted.
It's like we're married. I go, and it makes you happy. And I go, it makes me happy because I'm doing it with you. I go, I never sent a dick picture to anyone before you. I never will to anyone else.
Oh.
She goes, are you for real? I go, about what? She goes, that you've not done it to another woman? That you've not sent dick pics to another woman?
Are you for real?
I just hand them out like business cards.
Yes, my card.
My cock.
My cock.
I go, no, baby, just you. I'm very shy, but you wanted it, so I did it. She goes, have you had? Have you had cyber sex with other men? She goes, okay, thanks for that. I really appreciate it. I love you more than you do. I go, impossible. I go, impossible. I go, you never sent me a dick pic, LOL. Have you ever had cyber sex with other men?
Wait, you wanted her to send you a dick pic?
Listen, I don't know what I'm dealing with.
You don't know who's coming at you.
Listen, it could be a cock. It could not be a cock. I don't know what we're dealing with here.
Yeah, no, it's not clear at all.
She goes, no, love. I have not had cyber sex with another man before, apart from you. You made me do it. I go, I have not had cyber sex with any other woman, baby. You are my first and only heart. She goes, same here, love. Where are you right now?
Oh.
Let's see. How much more do we got? Because I'm trying to... because it is late on time, and I don't want to go... you know what? It's a pretty lengthy segment, so I think we have to break up July 2nd. What do you think, Pip?
I think that this is a good place to stop, only because now we know what we're going to pick up with, and adds a little spice to the... knowing the coming attractions, if you will.
Yeah. All right. So we'll end in mid July 2nd, and the last thing that she says is what I said was the last thing. Where are you now?
Yeah. Right. Where are you now? What are you wearing? This is Cybrus Interruptus.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, no, I don't know. But it could also turn into another fight round two.
Yeah, so we'll end it with she says, same here, love. Where are you right now?
Okay.
That's where we'll end it, because of the hour. I want to get some of this in.
Yeah.
But it was certainly eventful. It was an eventful segment.
I know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean fake Davin went they both went at each other.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
But I think she caved.
I think that she did, because she was baring her fangs. She was being quite the bitch, and fake Davin called her on it, and she was like, oh, I didn't expect that.
Did you call me a bitch? I did.
Yeah, it's like, what?
Are you? Did you call her, do you know who he is as her commander? Did you call him a motherfucker? I go, yes, and I do.
Yeah. And I like that she came back and said, are you for real? And it's like, bitch, you're a scammer and asking me if I'm real?
Bitch, none of this is real.
None of this is real. This is like a Reddit post.
Yes, yeah, exactly. All right.
None of this is real.
We will pick it up next. I just licked. I licked the foam microphone out. I got too close. I assure you that's not been cleaned in some time.
Fuzz.
I just licked a dirty muff.
He did not seem to enjoy it one bit.
You know, 4 a.m. and it's been a while, and you took home the skank at 1:59 a.m. You know, you went through the Wendy's drive-thru, and here you are after some talking. And
you're Wendy.
Yes. And you're like, all right, I guess we're going to do this. And that's what I just licked.
Yeah.
That was not pleasant.
Yeah, you did have a, oh, that smells bad look on your face.
No, it was just a weird texture on my tongue.
I know.
It was not a shaved microphone.
Well, first time.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
That was a good giggle.
Yes. Thank you, Sensei Russ Ferdico.
Thank you, Sensei.
Yes, thank you so much, Russ.
We know he's recovering from a hand in surgery.
Yeah.
So we wish him a speedy.
Oh, get well soon.
Yes. Pip, you wrote down where I need to begin?
Yes, I did.
Thank you. Joe, tell me about Portobello, please.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to carry you any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, your destination for that special event. Sweet 16, wedding, office party, anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also host the popular comedy nights throughout the year, produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin, if Davin says that, we have anything coming up soon?
Yes, sir. October 7th is our next comedy show. Eddie Brill, who's been on 100 TV shows in like 6 different countries, including Letterman, so you know he's good, will be your headliner.
Eddie Brill, amazing, amazing act. It's going to be a great night. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. They're at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out, and you deserve Portobello.
And that is put together by Side Spinning Productions. If you want comedy in your place of business, give us a call, 551-404-3094, or SideSplittingProductions.com. Joe, will you be out on the clubs?
Not this week. I'll be in Greenport, Long Island, with the family.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. How was the gig in Connecticut on Friday?
Really good. Really good.
Is that your first time doing it? What is it, Skyline, right? Yeah, Skyline.
Yeah, Scott, I've done it a bunch of times. I think you have done it a couple of times, right?
I have. It's a very enjoyable gig.
Yeah, it was a great crowd to work with Kevin Downey Jr. Chris Williamson, who tells me he's going to be working for you in a couple of weeks. So it was a great show.
Yeah, I have. I don't know if I've ever used Chris. But
he's a good guy and he's a good act. He'll be fine.
Good. Looking forward to having. Actually, he might be on that show with Eddie Brill on October 7th. There you
okay.
go.
Oh, good. Good.
All right. So, yeah. That's it, kids. Sorry for all the tech issues. Hopefully, I'll be able to clean some of it up in the editing. But we appreciate it. Good to have Joe back. Hopefully, hopefully Joe continues. He doesn't need to get a second, third, fourth, fifth job.
No,
to
I pay, hope not.
We're praying. You know, we hope so far, so good.
To pay for that expensive dollar burrito habit he has. But very good. We'll try to get the tech wrapped up. We thank you guys for hanging out with us. I don't know if we're going to do the video anymore. We just might be kaputskis with that. I'll listen to the audio that we did have from stream. I wonder if part of the problem is a bad internet. All right, let me try. All right. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep.